Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. The very foundation of India's democratic process, the Election Commission of India, has come under scrutiny, with the Supreme Court flagging the current procedure for appointing election commissioners as a tyranny of the elected. This observation is significant because it questions whether an executive-dominated selection committee can ensure the genuine institutional independence of the Election Commission of India. The issue at hand is the appointment process for the Chief Election Commissioner and other election commissioners, which has been a persistent governance challenge due to the Constitution's silence on the matter. Article 324 of the Constitution vests the superintendence, direction, and control of elections to Parliament and state legislatures in the Election Commission of India, empowering the President to appoint the Chief Election Commissioner and other election commissioners. The Election Commission of India is composed of one Chief Election Commissioner and two Election Commissioners, a structure that has been in place since 1993. Notably, the Chief Election Commissioner and Election Commissioners have equal voting power, and the removal of the Chief Election Commissioner requires the same procedure as the removal of a Supreme Court judge, which involves both Houses of Parliament passing resolutions. In 2023, a significant development took place with the Anoop Baranwal case, where a 5-judge constitution bench unanimously held that the appointment process for the Chief Election Commissioner and Election Commissioners required an independent mechanism. The court recommended a 3-member selection committee comprising the Prime Minister, the Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha, and the Chief Justice of India, suggesting that this arrangement should apply until Parliament enacted a law. However, Parliament's response was to swiftly enact the Chief Election Commissioner and other Election Commissioners, Appointment, Conditions of Service and Term of Office, Act, 2023, which established a 3-member selection committee comprising the Prime Minister as the chair, a Union Cabinet Minister nominated by the Prime Minister, and the Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha. Crucially, the Chief Justice of India was explicitly excluded from the panel, replacing the court's recommended inclusion with a Cabinet Minister. This development has led to the current controversy, with the Supreme Court's observation that the process constitutes tyranny of the elected, capturing the structural problem. What makes the Election Commission's independence critical is its role in conducting elections to the Lok Sabha, all state assemblies, and the offices of the President and Vice President. The Election Commission can also impose the Model Code of Conduct on the government, has powers to disqualify candidates, postpone elections, and redraw schedules, with its decisions directly affecting the electoral fortunes of the ruling party. When the body that sets the rules is appointed by those who benefit from the rules, structural independence is compromised, regardless of individual appointees' integrity. This is a critical issue because the Election Commission's independence is essential for ensuring the integrity of India's democratic process. Now, let us turn to the historical context and the implications of this development. The Supreme Court's observation highlights the need for a more independent mechanism for appointing election commissioners, one that is not dominated by the executive. This is a key issue in the context of India's constitutional framework and the principles of separation of powers and checks and balances. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, Polity and Governance, and involves key concepts such as the constitutional position of the Election Commission, judicial review of parliamentary legislation, independence of constitutional bodies, and separation of powers and checks and balances. Remember this number: the Election Commission of India is composed of one Chief Election Commissioner and two Election Commissioners. Note this carefully: the removal of the Chief Election Commissioner requires the same procedure as the removal of a Supreme Court judge. Main angles to consider include critically examining the extent to which the Chief Election Commissioner and other Election Commissioners Act, 2023 safeguards the independence of the Election Commission of India, commenting on the statement that an election commission that owes its appointment to the executive it oversees cannot be structurally independent, and comparing the appointment mechanisms of constitutional bodies in India with practices in mature democracies. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Election Commission of India is vested with the superintendence, direction, and control of elections to Parliament and state legislatures as per Article 324 of the Constitution. The President appoints the Chief Election Commissioner and other election commissioners. The Election Commission of India is composed of one Chief Election Commissioner and two election commissioners, a structure that has been in place since 1993. The Chief Election Commissioner and election commissioners have equal voting power. The removal of the Chief Election Commissioner requires the same procedure as the removal of a Supreme Court judge, which involves both houses of Parliament passing resolutions. The Anoop Baranwal case in 2023 led to the Supreme Court recommending a three-member selection committee comprising the Prime Minister, the Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha, and the Chief Justice of India. However, the Chief Election Commissioner and other Election Commissioners Act, 2023 established a three-member selection committee comprising the Prime Minister, a Union Cabinet Minister nominated by the Prime Minister, and the Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha, excluding the Chief Justice of India. The Supreme Court has described the current process as tyranny of the elected, highlighting the institutional conflict of interest. The Election Commission of India oversees elections to the Lok Sabha, state assemblies, and the offices of the President and Vice President. The Model Code of Conduct is enforced by the Election Commission of India, although it is not a statutory provision but rather a constitutional convention. The implications of this development are significant, and it is essential to understand the nuances of the issue for your UPSC preparation. The Election Commission's independence is a cornerstone of India's democratic process, and any compromise on this independence can have far-reaching consequences for the country's governance and politics.